Alrighty, let's go. So what are we up to here? Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, Chaf Beis, Amud Aleph, Chaf Beis, Amud Beis. So, I mean, we set up the problem. But now is the harder part of understanding what's going on. You saw the Ritva?
Yeah.
So the Ritva, at least he confirmed what we said yesterday. About Shmuel, that there's no real relationship between the two things. It's just the principle that we should limit the machlokas as far as we can. Plus, he had an interesting thing about the hakasha, right? Is that all? He said it looks like it, right? But it's not really. It looks like hakasha, right? It looks like hakasha.
But then he says later,
it really is a tiny, tiny bit, but it's not noticeable, right?
So what does that mean? I thought maybe it was like what I said, the flame itself doesn't actually diminish when you've taken something away, like maybe some part of the wick or something.
Can't figure it out. Anyhow, okay, so let's go. So what do you say? How do we get out of this problem? Let's take what we started with yesterday, right?
The first case,
Bizei Mitzvah. Bizei Mitzvah. So interesting. I mean, interesting is what is Bizei Mitzvah? It's not a simple topic over here. Bizei Mitzvah in general. Did we do it last year?
I thought.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. So the Brisa, the Gemara beforehand, before this says quotes a Brisa. It says v'shofach v'chisa. Right, we did that last year then. That it says you should do kisuya, you should spill and cover. So v'shafach is shchita. V'chisa is kisuya dam. So the Gemara says, b'ma she'shofach yichase. You should do kisuy with that which you did shchita. As opposed to what? Shlo yichasenu beregel. It means that you're not allowed to do kisuy adam with your foot. So you do the shechita with your hand, and you shouldn't kick the dirt onto the dam. Lama lo. Shlo yehei mitzvos bezuyos olav. The Gemara says avuon dekulo dam. Dam is the source. This brisa is quoting the pasuk over here. The Gemara seems to be saying is the source, the ultimate source for Bizei Mitzvah. V'shofach v'chisa. And it's what? That you should do kisoy with your hand and not with your foot. Shelo yehu mitzvos bezuyos olav. And that's what the Gemara wants to say. That's why you shouldn't be able to count money by the candles. Even though there's no idea of kedusha, it's not like there's a... It's not like it's hooked. It's not like it's like hektish in the thing, but there's an ingin of Bizei Mitzvah. So what is Bizei Mitzvah? So let's just see if we can understand it generally. What is the idea of Bizei Mitzvah? I mean, it's an idea of Bizei in general. So what can we give a general description of Bizei? What does it mean to say it's a Bizei? To treat something with as a derech Bizei. Yeah. We've all experienced Bizei. So what was it that we were experiencing, or we thought we were experiencing? In other words, what is the basic setup of Bizei and operation of Bizei? You know, it obviously requires something
okay,
that
so.
You need and something that you're doing. So what is it that, yeah, Michael, you're saying something?
I like that.
In other words, Bizei is when you're treating something not in line with its nature, lower than its nature demands, lower than its roi for it. So, of course, you know, you're going to go back philosophically and you can, you know, say, what do you mean, roi? But we have to start with just, certain givens. So we'll say that if a person is the leader of a group, so it's proper to treat him in a manner that reflects his elevation above the group. So if you treat him like a normal, like an ordinary person, that's a bizois, because you're not treating him in accordance with what his stature demands. Yeah. What do we call it when someone is lower and you treat him higher? Flattery. Very good. Flattery. Excellent. Okay, so now we're saying that there's an idea that mitzvah, there's a reality to mitzvah, and that reality demands a certain treatment, and to treat it lower than that would be a bizui. So, for instance, the mitzvah of kisui adam, it's a mitzvah. So a mitzvah is something that should be considered important for you, important to you. You should look at it as an opportunity to be involved in an action that's good. You should look at it like an action that's good. And in an action that's good, you do it with care. And when you do something with care, like shechita requires a certain physically it requires care to do because it's a technical action. But when you anything that you do in a caring way should be done with your hand. That's the derech of indicating a certain care for the action. But with things that you do with your foot indicate a certain richuk of the action, indicates a certain necessity, but not importance, not value. Distancing yourself, right? You just kick the dirt on it means you don't want to really dirty your hands with this.
Oh, here, there's a good word, disassociating.
Disassociating. So you just want to get the result, but you don't want to really have any involvement of the person. So you do it with that which with a certain part of you that you use for treading on things, not really for engaging things. So anyway, so that's what the Gemara is saying. But you'll be yotze kisa yadam if you kick the dirt on it. But it's mitzvahs bezuyos. That means mitzvahs of bezuyos alav. So the mitzvah should be more of something that's valuable to you. That's also part of the idea of zekeli vanveu, of hider mitzvah. That on the contrary, you should do it. You should engage the mitzvah in a way of beauty. You should make it. It should be mahader b'mitzvos. So anyway, so that's what we're dealing with over here. We're dealing with the question of bizui mitzvah. Dealing with the question of bizui mitzvah. Yeah. So what is it? So Rav is saying that if you use it, if you light another thing with it, if you light another mitzvah with it, that's not a bizui mitzvah. If you light another thing with it, that's a bizui mitzvah, even though you're using it for a mitzvah. And Shmuel says, as long as you're using it for a mitzvah, it's good. All right, so what's the bizui mitzvah stam, of using it stam? What's the bizui mitzvah over there? If I take it and I light something of chol to read by, I want to read, so I light a candle from my Hanukkah candle. What's the bizui over there? What's the by mitzvah, what's the general bizui?
It has it out of that status.
Correct. So by mitzvah, the simply engaging it into a maisa of reshus is a bizui mitzvah. Right? Doesn't the Ritva use that lashon somewhere? No, I don't remember.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning to say that by bizui mitzvah, to say bizui mitzvah over here, the way they're understanding it is to take the nair that's involved in mitzvah or that's dedicated to mitzvah, it's part of mitzvah, and to say, you know what, there's another important use I have for this nair. Mitzvah is not the only important thing this nair is doing. It's also serving me for my purposes. So that's a lowering of the institution of mitzvah. Mitzvah should be considered something that is a primary engagement, primary involvement. So to say that the nair, or to take the weight of the coin, to say that the coin is really dedicated for Kodesh, but I'm going to use it just as a paperweight. That's a violation, that's a bizui ha-mitzvah, because now you're saying that there's a, let's put it this way. Whenever you use something for something else, in a certain sense, you're subjugating it to the other thing. Mm-hmm. Right? So to take mili dirashus and to bend the mitzvah, the cheftashel mitzvah to the mili dirashus, so in a certain sense, you're saying, this is like a tool for mili dirashus. Well, that takes away from its stature of something that's involved in mitzvah. Now you're saying mitzvah is lower than rishus. That's a certain inyan of a bizei mitzvah. That might not be what you're thinking, but to whoever is being served is considered the higher one, right? So to straight out take your candle and make popcorn over it. Remember we're doing that? Yeah. But what about over here? Yeah, so that's clear. Everybody agrees. If you simply turn the ne'er shel mitzvah into a tool of another objective, an objective of rishus, that's diminishing its stature of having its own kiyam shel mitzvah. Now he's saying, no, being involved in mitzvah is not as important. Now I need it to be involved in something else. Now I need to use it for something else. So then you're taking away from the stature of the involvement in mitzvah. It's a bizei mitzvah. But, and then we also understand why mi ner l'ner is not a problem. Because you're not subjugating it to something of rishus. You're not saying mitzvah is not important, because on the contrary, it's being used for mitzvah. Right, it's not a lowering of its stature to another involvement. It is mitzvah itself. It's being used for mitzvah itself, so that can't be a bizui. It's bizui mitzvah is to say that mitzvah is not something that is, supreme. Say there's something else that's above it. But mitzvah to mitzvah is not that statement. Yeah, but what about kinsa? So let's just maybe take a step back and try to define things a little bit better. Okay, let's try to define things a little better. Yeah.
Related to bar mitzvah?
Oh, okay, so that's a good question. So which is the harder side here? Which is the harder side? Shmuel or Rav?
Actually, I agree with you. Rav is harder.
No, to me, it seems that Rav is more difficult because you're using it for a purpose of mitzvah. So you're not saying, I have a more important thing like reading by the candle.
Like the bottom line is?
Bottom line is, I'm using it for mitzvah. Okay, it's a step in between. But it's not a statement that mitzvah is less important of an activity than something else, because the objective is mitzvah.
This is with the kinsa.
Even with the kinsa, right.
Yeah. And where at, like, is...
So what is Rav? Rav is like fixated on the moment of combustion, but that's I need to do that now to light my next nair. You could argue you don't really need to. You're being lazy. Okay, I hear. But bottom line is you're not using it. You're not demoting it. You're not saying something else is a more important thing than mitzvah, and that's why I need to use this nair. Yeah, I mean, look. If I was on my way to going to a shir, so I would be considered osek b'mitzvah. So there's the steps that lead up to mitzvah are also considered osek in the thing, right? I mean, you say a guy is by sukkahs, right? You say if a guy is traveling to do a mitzvah, he's pater from a sukkah. We don't say that mitzvah only exists at the moment of the kiyum. There are a lot of things involved in the setup. The hachanos also are considered to be involved osek in a mitzvah. So what's the when I light the kinsa, I'm doing it b'toras mitzvah. So what's the problem with Rav? Right. I mean, the thing is, what's hard about this kind of a question is that we sort of were able to set it up and define it. We can define exactly when and predict exactly when Rav would say it's Asr and when Shmuel would say it's Mutter. We put it into halachic terms, but we're sort of like searching more for the Svara, like why would one choose one way and one choose the other way? I mean, say, not a philosophical why, but what does Bizei Mitzvah mean to Rav such that it would demand his definition? And what does Bizei Mitzvah mean according to Shmuel such that it would demand his definition? Okay, so a suggestion was made to me via email yesterday that that Rav is learning in terms of the Cheftza. Something in terms of the Cheftza.
Who said that?
Gary.
Oh, nice.
And Shmuel is in terms of the Gavra. I mean, it's true. I think that's true. I think that's part of the... Yeah, so how would it play out? I mean, like this, that according to Rav, you have to look at the Ner Mitzad Atzma as a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. So as a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, it has to be involved in Mitzvah directly. It's in terms of the Gavra, you can say he's involved in Mitzvah while he's going from the kinsa, from the Ner to the kinsa to the Ner. But in terms of the Cheftza doesn't know. Cheftza doesn't know. Cheftza just knows what's in contact with it. And it's not another thing, Shel Mitzvah. So it's a Bizei. I think there's a truth in there, but I'm not sure if it's getting any closer to our question of what is the svara of Bizei Mitzvah. What's the idea of Bizei Mitzvah? What is the idea of Bizei Mitzvah? What's the definition of Bizei Mitzvah so that it would be viewed from the Cheftza or from the Gavra? I mean, it's true. It's another good way to define the difference. But it's not, it's, the problem is that what we're not satisfied with is why one way over the other way. I mean, and I mean why in the sense of getting back to understanding Bizei Mitzvah going to each side. In terms of Bizei Mitzvah, to me it should come out that there's a definition of Bizei Mitzvah that would go with the Gavra Svara and another way of looking at Bizei Mitzvah that would go with the Cheftza Svara. And that's what's still missing to me. Yeah. So I was just trying to unravel this a little bit the other day. So let's take the Ner. Let's take the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah and break it up conceptually into components. Okay.
Meaning like physical components?
No, that we'll do next. Let's just do theoretical components. Okay, in other words, like this. When we're saying all of these things, Gavra, Cheftza, direct, indirect, what are we talking about? What elements of the thing are we talking about? So it seems to me like this, that... In other words, I'll just try to get you involved in this a little bit more. In other words, when I say you can't kindle the kinsa from the Ner, because that's a Bizei Mitzvah, and we're saying Bizei Mitzvah means a lowering of the status of the object by equating it with a non-mitzvah, in what aspect does that equation occur? And where in the phenomenon or in the entity of the Ner is that phenomenon occurring? So let me just help you along. It's not occurring in the purpose of the Ner, right? Because the purpose of the Ner is mitzvah. So there has to be some inequality in order to have a bizui. There has to be some element that we're saying has the identity of mitzvah, and now there's an inequality.
Near.
So where is the inequality in the between mitzvah and rishus?
It is the inequality.
No, so I understand if you'll tell me if I want to use it to read by, to cook something by. So then in the purpose there's an inequality. You know, it has a dedication for the purpose of mitzvah. And now I am equating a purpose of chulin. So that is a bizui. Because in its purpose, it has a designation of a purpose for mitzvah. And now it's being used as a purpose for a rishus. But where is the problem in Nir Lanir? I'm sorry, in Kinsa.
You have one just being used.
And just to make sure you're thinking about it properly, it should be the same problem in weighing out money against chulin. What he was getting into over there? All right, but let me tell you what I'm thinking about here. In other words, let's take the nair or anything, and we can divide it into three. We can put it into three layers. We can say that there is its substance. Okay, so that would be the oil, the wick, and we'll call the flame maybe part of its substance. Okay, or the gold, on the other side, that's part of its substance. Then what? Then on the other end, there's its purpose, right? And for both of them, the purpose is mitzvah. We'll generalize. We'll say the purpose is mitzvah. But there's maybe one more thing. There is also a third. There's another thing in the middle. And that is what the thing is doing.
Which is not necessarily in line with the purpose.
It could or couldn't be. I mean, what is it doing? What is its action, so to speak? So let's stick with the nair for a minute. So the nair has the substance. We know that the substance of the nair is. We know what its purpose is for. But what is the action of the entity? That's its burning. Okay. Yep. Epiphany? That's not the action. Do not make the mistake to say the action is providing light. That is not the action.
No. The action is...
The action is burning. The action is burning.
What would you call giving off light then?
It's a side effect. Byproduct. Like heat. That's not its action. That's maybe an effect, but boer, burning is the action.
You wouldn't be
That's
allowed
what
to
it's
use,
doing.
You wouldn't be allowed to use a Hanukkah candle for heat, right?
In other words, what is it doing? That's my question. What is it doing? So, let's try this out a little bit. In other words, Rav is saying... Shmuel is saying there's only an inyan of bizoy in the purpose of the mitzvah, in its purpose of mitzvah. Bizoy is to change its purpose, right? Rav says once you make something a cheftza shel mitzvah, even in its very being, even in its very action, it cannot be involved in chol. So the question is, when you take the substance and you dedicate it to the purpose of mitzvah, how far does the shame mitzvah chal? Where do we say that there's really a shame mitzvah now? Chal? On the whole thing? Or do we say no, it's just an object that you're using b'toras mitzvah? You're taking the substance and you're dedicating it to a purpose. But is there an identity? No, the point is like this. What's troubling to me is, and this is the problem, I really don't know the resolution exactly to this problem, but the relationship between like huktzah l'mitzvah and bizei mitzvah. It just seems like without an idea of saying what is huktzah to the mitzvah, you can't really have an idea of what is a bizer of the mitzvah. Because there has to be an identity of mitzvah that you're mevaza. So maybe that's somewhat the problem here, according to Rav. That Rav is saying you can't look at the mitzvah, you can't look at mitzvah simply in terms of purpose. The very object and its actions are involved in the mitzvah, And you cannot even equate its action to an action of Rishus. So therefore, in other words, Shmuel doesn't buy that idea. He says there's an idea of mitzvah. Mitzvah means I take my nair. No one's using this chair. I don't know if that's the one you want, but no one's using it. To do a mitzvah means I take my object. It's not hektish, right? I mean, like, this is what the Rishonim bothered by. Like, for instance, I take my lulav and esrog, right? And it's called tashmishi mitzvah. That's all it is. It's tashmishi mitzvah. And when I'm done with the mitzvah, I can eat it. Right? There's no kedusha. That's what the Gemara says. V'chi ner kedusha yeshbo. There's no idea that it becomes. It's not a sefer Torah. It's not a davar shebekedusha. It's something that I have a tashmish shel mitzvah with.
At that moment.
But it's only in terms of tashmish. It's only in terms of use that it gets its identity of mitzvah. So Shmuel says the only identity of Bizui is also in the realm of its use, of its purpose. But Rav, according to this, is saying no. Once you take a specific cheftza and you're using it for mitzvah, then all of it has an identity of chukta. It has an identity even in its very action. There's an identity even in the element of its action. It has an identity of l'shem mitzvah, or let's put it this way: even to equate any element of it, even to equate its very in the sense of action, would be an isser of bizui. So therefore, how would it come out? It would come out like this. If I took the coin, let's think of the coin because it's less complex. If I would take the coin, so the substance is the gold, the purpose is the mitzvah, and the action that we're talking about is weight. It's simply a balance. So Shmuel says, let's go through the possibilities. So Shmuel says, if I would weigh it for chulin, just because I want to buy something, so then that would be a problem where? In purpose. That would be a problem in purpose. Because now I'm going to use this object of money that has the purpose of mitzvah for another purpose. I'm equating it to another purpose. In the realm of purpose, I would have a problem. But if I used it to weigh another money that I want to be podim or meiser sheni on, you can't say I've equated another purpose to the purpose of the money. Because it also is the shame mitzvah. So I have no problems going to Shmuel. But Rav says, no, it's true in the realm of purpose, you're not equating it to Rishus. But once this cheftza of money was dedicated to shame mitzvah, that's tofes all of its qualities. Now even it's simply its action cannot be equated. Even in its action, it has to be off limits from Rishus. And even in the realm of its action, to equate it to an identity of chol would be a bizui. Now, what is its action? The action only goes by the immediate. What is it doing right now? It's counterbalanced to chol. You might say, yeah, but it has a good purpose. That's very nice. But you have to differentiate between what it's doing and what the purpose of the doing is. Shmuel is saying, all that happens when you take an object and you use it for mitzvah is you're taking the cheftza and you're saying, now it has a purpose of mitzvah. But as long as you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're not entering in a concept of rishus into the in conflict with the concept of mitzvah, because the rishus and the mitzvah they both have the purpose of mitzvah. But Rav says no, you got to even look at the cheftza in terms of its maisa, and it can't have any, you can't even have a maisa of rishus. In other words, if you want to think about like a mashal, it'd be like we say in Shabbos you have something. You say something is muksa machmos chesron kis. That because it's so valuable, you don't touch it for anything. You don't use it for anything. It's like off limits. You know what I mean? Not that if I have a challah, a knife, shall shchita. Okay, so if I would saw wood with it, that would be so sir, it's very use, because I would be making it dull. But why can't I use it as a paperweight? Does that take away from it being a... No, but it's just... It's because the purpose of its use is so significant, and it has a certain delicateness. I don't use it for anything. It's a bad mushroom, but I'm saying... Sometimes the idea of the purpose is so significant to equate the chefzer that's being used for the purpose in any way with chol would be diminishing from the ultimate purpose. In other words, let's put it that way. Rav is giving you a super duper idea of bizei mitzvah. According to Shmuel, it's in the literal sense that in whatever it's osek in mitzvah, you can't equate it. According to Rav, bizei mitzvah means to say that the object that's involved in mitzvah, because the realm of mitzvah is so significant, then any element of the object shouldn't be equated with rishus. Not because it's literally in contradiction to mitzvah, but because bizei mitzvah requires like a positive, it requires a separation of the realm of mitzvah and the realm of rishus. So once this object is in mitzvah, it's in the realm of mitzvah. To now take one of its elements and use it for rishus is negating the object from the realm of mitzvah. But it's not literally a bizei in equating its use.
Where that's
the one. No, it's going to Rav. It's going to Rav. You got to say the object is in one of two realms. If it has a purpose of mitzvah, then the object, all of it, is in the realm of mitzvah, and therefore, even using it, even having a use of chol, a maisa of chol, would be a problem. So when you light the kinsa, the object, the nair, is an object of burning, and now it's burning an object that's not mitzvah. So in the realm of its maisa, it's being equated and being connected to an eno, to something that's not doma to it. Because it's literally burning, and that's why Rashi says the problem is it's eno mina mitzvah. So now there's some equation. It's burning. Now, in the realm of its burning, it's being used as a. It's being taken out of the realm of mitzvah. In that, it demands that you can see that distinction, though, the maisa versus the purpose.
No, the opposite for me. I have Rav.
And then Hakasha is a totally different question. Hakasha is saying everybody agrees that the substance is something that you can't diminish, because that's the substance is certainly dedicated to the purpose of mitzvah, and to diminish the substance would be to interfere with the very purpose. But that's a separate question. How do you view ner? Do you view it's only shayach to something like ner? Do you view the ner as something? Do you view the esh as like a cheftza in the thing? That when you're lighting from it, it's like it's doma to the idea of taking away a piece of it. Or do you view the eish? You view essentially it's the oil in the wick, and the nair is just a separate phenomenon. I don't know. I really don't know how you exactly define that question.
What do you do
but
for the?
There's no akhushi mitzvah kesef or things like that.
No,
only by nair. Yeah.
The piece of wood or a piece of apple.
The thing is, if you take a, as a kid, maybe you did this. You know, you take a candle, you blow it out, and then you take another. Then you take a match and you put it close to the wick. It'll ignite.
Yeah.
Because really, what's happening with the candle is, once you get the wick burning, it heats up the fuel source and vaporizes it, and that's really what's burning. That's why when you blow it out, you still have a little bit of the vapor, and then you can reignite the vapor. But really, it's not the wick that's burning, and you can't just burn wax. You've got to get the wax to
liquefy.
To yeah, not just liquefy, but to vaporize some
Well,
somewhat.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe it works something like that.